Welcome to the Beach House Beach Bunker. Come on in. The party's just getting started. Oh, Friday. It's Friday. It's Friday. It's Friday. It's Friday. Oh, what a week. Oh, my God. Is there beer in this fridge over in here? Who forgot to bring the beer? Where's the rum? Get to the liquor cabinet in the kitchen here. Oh, my God. Welcome to the Beach House, Beach Bunker. I'm Tyler Glenn, and this is a Friday edition of the Tyler Glenn Show. Food, fun, places, and the mayhem of life. And we're going to talk about all of it this morning. I got a present from the Sun Seekers, and it's a book. I'm going to wait to show it to you. It's wild and weird. I have so many questions of you guys. Also, $80,000. What would you do with that kind of cash? Seriously, $80,000. Locally, we have this conference, this trade show, this agricultural showcase. It's called Ag Days. And people come from across Western Canada and the Northern U.S., to celebrate agriculture, to see what's new and exciting, and you know, so on and so forth. It's a 3-day event, and they have a 50-50 drawn. This sucker is up over 160,000. And so it's got people dreaming of, man, 80 grand could be in my jeans. The draw's coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. And we're asking you, what would you do with 80K? Also, we're going to talk about the Kennedy assassination briefly, because Trump yesterday ordered a declassification of documents. The FBI and CIA have 15 days to open everything up. November 1963. How many years later? 60 years later? We may know what happened. And so what did Liberty and I do last night? My daughter, bless her, she sat down with her old man and we watched the Oliver Stone movie last night. What a great piece of work that is. Even to this day, it's such a good movie. Also, grand prize draw day for the Joe Nichols tickets to Skydancer Casino on February the 15th. We're going to be live streaming that Saturday afternoon, and it's going to be a great concert. It's going to be a great event. It's always a good party at Skydancer, and thank you so much to those who have entered the Palm Tree Parade Contest. Also, the world's most famous groundhog is apparently going to get replaced with what? And we're going to talk about foods that we miss. This on the heels of that cherry, the chocolate-covered cherry, that is going to be discontinued by Nestle. Oh, also, I've got some new soda to try today. It's called Cove Soda. Cove Soda. It's not beer. It's not alcohol. In fact, it's organic. Thank you to Headley's Health Hut for sending this over. And then TikTok would ban me again because they're so strict over there with me. I don't know. They don't like me because I'm not kind to the Chinese. That's what it is. I don't care. Make it North American owned. Get rid of that thing. You know what troubles me about that whole thing, though? So Donald says that, you know what, if we can't get anybody to buy it, the American government should buy TikTok. Are you serious? Okay, no. Government should not own any social media. Yes, I think it should be North American owned. I totally agree with that. And you can monitor us and make sure we're behaving. That's fine. But having any government-owned social media is a bad idea. Can you imagine if Justin got a hold of, say, Instagram? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It would be awful. It's Instagram. Brought to you by your friend, Justin. It's so wonderful. Oh, shut it off. I guess it's a way to get people off of social media. Thank you to everybody who entered this contest to see Joe Nichols live at the Skydancer Casino in Belcourt, North Dakota on February the 15th. We will do that draw before we leave our Facebook friends and YouTube before 8 o'clock. Somebody is going to win a pair of tickets to see Joe Nichols on February 15th. They're going to set you back about $70 U.S., $100 Canadian on February 15th. Great show. Tequila makes her clothes fall off. Big country star. We're going to be live streaming that day from the casino for about an hour or so ahead of time, a ticket pickup party as we usually do. So Joe Nichols, February 15th, and they've got some great shows coming to the casino this year, including Lil Jon in August. They've got Tracy Byrd coming in November, and the Joe Nichols Show is less than a month away now. Great food, great games, and great winning. The winning just doesn't stop at Skydancer Casino in Belcourt, North Dakota, just 90 minutes south of Brandon, where the sky's the limit. Having an emergency, we're all good. Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. 1 week from today is Customer Appreciation Day. Don't forget about that. Headley's Health Hut has got an amazing selection of vitamins, herbs, local products, gifts, clean beauty, sugar-free and gluten-free. The exclusive retailer of Joe's gluten-free goodies, cookies to pierogies, Ida's Catering gluten-free snacks, and meals. So you can get a complete frozen dinner, gluten-free, from Ida's Catering at Headley's Health Hut. And thank you, Headley's Health Hut, for supplying me with some beverages today. Cove soda. Ooh, and it's not a skinny can. It's a regular can. It's made with stevia. It's got probiotics in it. Very natural tasting, like a juice. Like juice, fitting for the morning. Sugar-free Cove soda. 100% organic. It's got probiotic in it. Zero sugar. Zero. Tastes like carbonated orange juice, really. Again, available at Headley's Health Hut, 1314 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Your health is their top priority. Go and pay them a visit. And Elkhorn Resort, they got comedy going on this weekend, guys, up at Clear Lake. It's a comedy weekend at Clear Lake. They've got the big comedy lineup. It's very affordable. They've got comedy night at the Elkhorn this weekend. So if you're looking for something fun to do, you want to go for some laughs, oh, this is the weekend to do it. Tomorrow night, the Powerhouse Night of Laughter, featuring Troy, Serena, Scott, and Herbert. These comedians coming together for a big performance. General admission, $20. It's an 18-plus show. For more, visit elkhornresort.mb.ca. Also, check things out on their social media channels on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter. They've also got some amazing packages for you if you want to take in some Clarso spa time, enjoy the spa, enjoy the pools, Elkhorn Resort, Clarso, and Nordic Spa. So just remember that it is Comedy Invasion Weekend, and that's tomorrow night at the Elkhorn Resort. I am still getting Christmas cards from the U.S. I think the backlog is just about done with our Canada Post strike. So it was not out of the ordinary to be opening a Christmas present. But look at this. Look what I got. From the Sunseekers, a book. There's me on the cover. And it's pretty cool. Vikings, Vodka, and Virtual Mayhem. A number one bestseller. Go to the store. Look at this. It's a thick one. It's a number one worldwide bestseller, apparently. Now, this is a gag book. So I opened it up and I thought to myself, what in the hell is this? And on the back, there's all kinds of what looks to be reviews. It says, praises for Vikings, Vodka, and Virtual Mayhem. A journey through the intertwining worlds of gaming and social media stardom. Tyler's unique humor will keep you laughing while providing invaluable insights into achieving digital fame from the most unexpected locations. A must read, said one review. Vikings, Vodka, and Virtual Mayhem is an addictive, is as addictive as the streams it describes, apparently. Tyler combines wit and wisdom, proving you don't need a soundproof studio to reach the top, just a reliable internet connection. Another review says, a delightful blend of comedy and streaming strategy. Tyler's guide is both entertaining and enlightening. His stories from the beach bunker are relatable, inspiring, and making streaming fame seem possible for anyone, which is true. If I can inspire, there's some glare from our studio light here. Hopefully you can see it okay. It's a real book. And Tyler is an exhilarating roller coaster that takes readers from virtual dungeons to real world triumphs, while maintaining his sense of humor. His sense of humor that's as dry as a Viking's sense of duty. An essential read for those aiming to build brand while having a laugh and a drink at the same time. So then I'm thinking to myself, this is cool. I'm going to take a look inside. I'm going to see what could possibly be in this book. Like chapter 6, Suckin' Diesel, fueling the fun. If you've watched the show, Suckin' Diesel, that refers to our St. Patrick's Day episodes. It's crazy. Chapter 3, Meet the Sunseekers. And look, it talks about all of you. It talks about all of you. You're all mentioned in here. Molly is mentioned. Quentin is mentioned. Road Reverend is mentioned. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, so here's the question I have. So it looks like someone scraped shows, scraped the audio. Is that possible? And then had AI generate the book, which just kind of blew my mind, actually, when you think about it. So, you know, the stuff we talk about, the conversations we have, again, it's all in the public domain. And unlike broadcast, where for most radio or television broadcasts, unless you've recorded it somehow on purpose, it's out on the airwaves and then it's gone. Whereas with streaming and digital content, that stuff lives forever. The internet is now the place of record. It's everything's digital and it lives there, including all the audio and all the video. And I'm thinking to myself, holy shit, it got scary there for a second. I'm like, they're talking about Dizzy in here and how playful he is and how awesome. Like, let me pick a pass. I'll just randomly pick a passage here. They talk about the beautiful game of football, creating a unique brand voice with with top secret spice inspiration and the love of barbecue hot dogs, making everyone at any block party bang their plates for more in delight. And then they talk about the Aztec and Dizzy barking at the mailman. This is crazy. It's so awesome and scary at the same time. I love it. Thank you. Whoever's responsible, Cindy is partly responsible. She says it's from the Sunseekers. Congratulations on season 5. Thank you, guys. I love it. The podcast, chapter 2. Meet the Sunseekers. That's you, chapter 3. Food, the heart of every stream, chapter 4. Virtual mayhem, the key to comedy, section 5. Suckin' diesel, fueling the fun, chapter 6. Chapter 7, from Vikings to victory. Chapter 8, family matters, Tracy, Dizzy, and the rest of the crew. Unbelievable. Chapter 9, twitching, the mothership of streaming. Chapter 10, the secrets of bacon and rum. Chapter 11, life lessons from the Road Reverend. Chapter 12, crafting conversations, engaging your audience. And chapter 13, the beach house dream, which is one of my favorite ones because they talk about the construction of the beach house and what was better. That's crazy. And thank you to our sponsors, Auto Fashion. Again, if you have hail damage from this past summer, just getting caught up on that, make sure you see our friends at Auto Fashion. If you're looking for some detailing, getting your car cleaned on the inside, please take your car, your truck, your SUV over for some fine auto finishing with our friends at Auto Fashion. They do such great work, locally owned and operated. Cass and Herman, you're going to love these people. They're certainly one of us. You're going to love them. So if you've got any scratches, dings, you buy a new vehicle, you win the 80 grand from Ag Days, and you're getting yourself a new set of wheels. If you're going to spend 80 grand on wheels, you're going to want to protect it. And that's why you take it to Auto Fashion at 255 17th Street North, behind Lee's Buffet next to the car wash. Look for the big green A's. Our friends at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show. Every oil change means a donation to the Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House. You get a multi-point inspection. They show you your filters while you wait. You get some coffee from Allison's upstairs, and you're on your way. So when getting that oil changed, I appreciate when you make it Murray's at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And Sunrise Credit Union. Thanks for all those great prizes at Ag Days. And, of course, you're going to see Sunrise Credit Union at festivals, conferences, and all kinds of local events because that's what they do. Locally invested in the community from start to finish, from ag loans to residential mortgages to car loans. They can take care of all your financial needs. And do keep in mind that RRSP season is in full swing because we're going to be getting into tax time soon. And it's an opportunity for you to kind of top up that RRSP if you want to, or maybe get started on a new one. Or maybe you're looking for a kid's RRRESP, the Educational Savings Plan. Check out our friends at Sunrise Credit Union at sunrisecu.mb.ca. And MJ's in Carberry. Hey, good morning, MJ. Good morning. And good morning to our lurkers who are peering in from all four corners. I do appreciate you, and thanks for being part of the show. And thanks for a great week. It's been a lot of fun. And so what are we doing with our $80,000? I want to see what people are saying. How are we going to spend this money? We're going to go into fantasy land. It's time to go to fantasy land. Come with me, boys and girls, on a journey where we've got $80,000 to spend. Now, it's not life-changing. It's weekend-changing. It's year-changing. Takes 2025 and makes it 2025 and 2025 party. Could you get a private jet? That'd be irresponsible. Think it's about 15,000-18,000 they'd landed in Brandon. All the Sunseekers get on board the private jet. We all meet at the airport at 5 o'clock today. Bags packed. And you know what I'd say to you? I'd say, I'm not telling you where we're going. And we've got, how many seats on a private jet? 15 seats. First 15 people to join me at the airport at 5 o'clock this afternoon. We're going someplace hot. And we're going to drink the whole way, nonstop tequila. So if you can't take the tequila, you can't come. It's all on me, my treat. 5 o'clock this afternoon. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine how much fun that would be? Hello, boss. I'm not coming into work next week. Oh, what's going on? I don't know. I don't know where I'm going. I'm going on a hot holiday with some crazy person who just won $80,000 in a 50-50 draw. And then it would be like, ooh, partay. And then it lands and it's like, your checks just got cashed for the jet. And you drank $50,000 worth of tequila. You're out of money. Your check for the resort for the week has bounced for you and your guests. Uh-oh. Do we have enough gas in the jet to get back home again? Dang Dong says $80,000 of Costco hot dogs is a good idea. I did the math. I could buy 53,310 Costco hot dogs, Dang Dong. Loretta says I would pay bills and go on a vacation. KDD says, I would use some of it to pay the boat repair bill that's coming this spring, then off to the spa, and then maybe save the rest. Zumba Bernice thought I was serious, and she has her bags packed already. She's going to see me at 5 o'clock. You believe I can win? I never win. Tammy says, I'd split it four ways. I'd give 20 grand to each of my kids, and then we'd be off on a holiday. Derek says, I'd clean up the bills. Yeah, I could easily just say 80 grand is gone. 80 grand. Okay, it's gone. Yay, we won 80 grand. It's gone. But I would no longer be $200 away from not paying my bills. Neither would you. Like that poll we had. Congratulations. I am no longer $200 away from insolvency. Tosh says she'd be off to New Brunswick on the next flight. She's got family there. That would be fantastic. Oh, and then she'd visit her family. Then she'd come back to Brandon, sell everything, pay her bills, and move back home. Tosh, you'd leave us? You'd still be on the show, though. We have a few East Coasters that periodically... East Coasters? Sounds like something you put on your coffee table. Hey, hand me one of those East Coasters. So you'd still be with us. We can't lose you. Jody's buying new windows for the house. And then she'd put the rest in savings for a rainy day. Chess says, it may not be life-changing for some, but for someone whose annual wage is $40,000 and struggling to pay the day-to-day bills, I think winning twice that amount's tax-free is somewhat life-changing. So he challenges my comments about it not being life-changing, and there's some validity to that. I think for somebody who, Chess, what I was trying to say is that if somebody won the lotto 649, that really is life changing. I mean, then you're not a slave to anybody, anywhere. You could do anything, go anywhere. Cindy says that it would make the mortgage payments a lot less. That's where I'm going. When I went to drop the mortgage payment, drop that mortgage payment. Cindy says, either share with my kids or take us all on a trip. Zumba Bernice always has her bags packed. Tosh would move home to spend more time with her dad, who's still fighting cancer. So that makes a lot of sense. But as long as you're still with us too, because that's, you know, we can't be, we need your pictures. You would share pictures of the East Coast with us. Yellow Jacket would replace a window in my house and then give the rest to charity. Really? Wow. Robin says, clean up the debt and then give some to the kids and then off somewhere hot. Definitely life-changing. Wow. Okay, so another one who says that it's life-changing. I would be like Cindy. I'd walk in and say, I owe $80,000. Here you go. I owe way more than $80,000. Jamie says, pay some bills. Maybe live for a year and a half. Susan says, pay bills and go to Hawaii. Don says, put some on my mortgage, then take my kids on a holiday. No one is saying Costco hot dogs except for Dang Dog and me. Seriously. Dang Dog says, to me, life-changing means it's enough to change your lifestyle. 500K or less really would be a house and stuff, not changing your lifestyle to a higher bracket. Now we're getting into the debate about what is life-changing. And I, the reason I said that it isn't life-changing is because, again, it's a lotto win, but not the lotto win. You see those Powerball tickets, like $100 million? Your life is never going to be the same after that. No, 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 no. And people come out of the woodwork. Everybody's your friend. Can I borrow? I know of some people, I caution to call them friends. They're people that I know and they know me. But they've won the lottery and they say it is life-changing. And people come out of the woodwork like you would not believe, especially in the social media age. Asking for money. My cousin's sick. My dog is sick. I can't pay my bills. Can you please help me? I'm broke. It's great. Congratulations, but I need money. Can you invest in my company? Hey, I've got an idea. Blah, 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 blah. It's like if you win over $1 million, you need to get a lawyer, get a realtor, and get the hell out of the country. Move, because people are asking, because people are struggling. And if all of a sudden it's like your name in bright lights on social media that you won $5 million. Congratulations. Everybody's happy for you. Yay. Yay. Where's mine? Where's mine? Hey, long lost cousin. Did you know we're related? I'm so broke. Could you help me? Carrie says I'd pay off stuff. Make life easier. Mike says, pay off the quad I got yesterday. Mikey got a new quad. Must be nice. Trudy says, I just want to buy a house. I can't afford to buy a house. I'd buy a house. That is life-changing. Because for some, it would be a down payment on a house. Dang Dog says, I guess life-changing doesn't always mean a change for the better. So true. Cindy says, I can't even win $2 on a scratch ticket. That's like me. I can't win. I did win a ticket last time I was in Winnipeg, but they were asking for money. It was an interesting thing. They said I won. I got a thing in the mail, and it gave me my license plate number, and it said, you've got a car. And I said, this is my car already. Why are you sending this to me, telling me that I won $249 and a car that I already own? I couldn't understand it. And so I had to show it to my wife and say, we want a car, but it's our car. We own this car. It's got the license plate on it. Look it. They took a picture of our car and said, you won. And then $249. And she says, no, you have to pay $249. I have to pay $249 for my own car that I won? She says, it's not a win. It's a ticket, you dummy. It is Michelle R. Michelle R. is Michelle Robin, who shared this picture of Punta Cana on our palm tree parade. The baby palm tree won. And the beach chairs. How fitting. And I believe that's Michelle's knees. So there's a winner, winner, chicken dinner. Way to go. Way to go, Michelle. Congratulations. Thanks for playing the palm tree parade contest. Congratulations. We'll see you February 15th at the Joe Nichols concert at Skydancer Casino.
So last night, Liberty and I sat down and watched JFK. The JFK details are going to be released in the next 2 weeks. Trump has ordered the release of thousands of classified files. The assassinations sparking intense controversy and conspiracy theories through the years. Interesting piece of trivia. As I explained to my daughter yesterday, the word conspiracy theory did not exist until the Kennedy assassination in 1963. That was 10 years before I was born. Were you alive? Now, this is, I'm sorry, I'm outing a bunch of sun seekers who may be senior citizens. And if you feel comfortable with that, I would like to know, were you alive at the time of the Kennedy assassination? My mom was just a very young person. She was in elementary school, as was my dad. They were very, very young. But what they do is they tell me about a time when the news was bad. Everyone was sad. I can't imagine a time when a U.S. president was this beloved in Canada, but it did happen. And in fact, if you go on YouTube, 1963, Molly, if you go on YouTube and you watch his speech in Ottawa, he spoke in front of Parliament, it can almost put a tear in your eye. I'm not going to lie. It's too long to play, but he talks about the incredible relationship between Canada and the United States. I should probably do something with that video in light of today's activities. My parents go on to tell me about the Cuban Missile Crisis, where there was almost World War III because Russia sent a whole bunch of nuclear missiles over to Cuba. Cuba is pretty close to Florida. That did not go over well. It did not go over well. And so the military's all uppity, uppity. Okay, we got to go to war. It's time to go to war. We want war. We want war. And Kennedy put the whole world on notice saying, look, these missiles have got to come out of here. There's going to be war. You could just hear the generals in the background. We need war. We need war. And so what does Kennedy do? He picks up the phone. It just seems so stupid, but he picks up the phone and he calls Khrushchev directly. He's like, hey, what are you doing? And he says, well, I got missiles over in Kennedy. And he goes, do you realize that's not a good idea? Is there something here we can work out? Like, what's the problem? And the two of them spent some time on the phone, and the president got in big trouble for doing that because he went outside the chain of command. He went outside, or the chain of diplomacy. And why does any of this matter? Well, because honestly, today, with today's stuff going down between Canada and the United States, that's what's required. Justin needs to grow a pair of balls, and he needs to get on a plane by himself and kick the door of the White House open. I'm serious. He needs to go down there and kick the door open and say, listen, you, me, we're going out for a Big Mac or a golf game, and we're going to talk. But, you know, it reminded me of the truckers' convoy in Ottawa. It was the same deal. Regardless of how you feel about the truckers' convoy, Trudeau needed to talk to these people. He needed to grow a pair and go and talk to them. I'm not saying you had to agree with them or give them shit or say, hey, I'm here to help or buy you coffee. But when it hits the fan, the worst thing you can do is run. And JFK knew that, and the missiles were taken away. The generals wanted to go into Vietnam. Kennedy said, what for? What do we do? Oh, we got to go to war. We got to have a war. I don't think war is a good idea. Let's bring some of these troops home. And that's what he did. And so there were so many people that he pissed off. And it's hard to believe that such a good guy had that many people pissed off at him.
If I give you the name of the big enchilada, you know, then it's Bon Voyage Dino.
John Candy, Canadian actor.
I'm like a bullet in my head, you dig? Does that help you see my problem a little better?
Out of the corner of my eye, I saw a flash of light in the bushes, and then shots rang out.
No cloak and dagger stuff, you know. They called it Operation Mongoose.
It's gonna be okay, Dave. You just talk to us on the record, and we'll protect you. Now, I guarantee it.
You're so naive.
You found this in your office.
We think the conference room is also above, maybe the phones.
I'm not cooperating here. Listen, there's a death warrant for me. Are the same people going to kill us, Pop?
Nobody's going to kill us.
Y'all got to get into your minds how the hell the spooks think.
Kevin Costner.
They're not ordinary crooks. Think the unthinkable. Question everything. Now, we're through the looking glass here, people. White is black, and black is white. You don't believe me? All this time, you never believed me.
I just want to raise our children and live a normal life. I want my life back.
Dude, hey, look, this thing's bigger than all of us.
Now, how many corpses is it going to take for you lawyers to pick up?
You watch
them. People got to know. People got to know why he was killed.
You know what you've done to me? I'm a dead man!
Well, if they can kill the president, they can certainly get me.
You're a mouse fighting a gorilla.
You're close. You're closer than you think.
There's going to be an attempt to kill you somewhere between here and New Orleans.
I say let justice be done or the heavens fall.
Good show. Good show. Oliver Stone. Lots of Canadians in this show. And this guy here in this scene, Kevin Costner on the left, on the right, is Donald Sutherland. He plays X, an unnamed character that basically lays out why he was killed and the amazing circumstances of JFK's death. Now, in real life, Donald Sutherland is Canadian. The guy on the right and his dad went to university in our town, and he is credited with inventing socialized medicine in Canada. Isn't that there's a Cliff Clavin moment for you. So there's a local connection to the JFK movie. You know what I'm talking about? These beautiful pastries at Kuiper's Family Bakery. They've got pastries, loaves, garlic toast, cheese bread, sausage rolls, pizza buns. It's the weekend. It's time to kick back, enjoy some good food, and you're going to find some great bread at Kuiper's Family Bakery, Brandon's Bakery, the tried, tested, and true recipes of decades. Celebrated at Kuiper's Family Bakery. From cookies to baked treats of all sizes, shapes, and colors, go check them out for the first time once again at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. At Epp Law Office, if you need some legal assistance for buying or selling any kind of real estate, or if you need some help with your business, as far as legal concerns go, if you would like some assistance for planning a will or your estate, please see our friends at Epp Law Office in Brandon. They're over on 18th Street, 642 18th Street. Give them a quick message. If you've got any legal questions, they would love to hear from you. Give them a call, send them a message, or even better yet, pop on by, tell them Tyler sent you at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. And finally, Tim Hortons. Oh boy, Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba. Oh, they've got those beautiful pistachio drinks happening right now. And not just that, coming up a week from today, the Special Olympics donut campaign. 100% of the proceeds going to support Special Olympics athletes. So make sure you get yours by going to timhortonswestman.ca. You can pre-order half dozen, dozen, five dozen for your whole factory, all your coworkers, for you and your neighbors, whatever you want to do. TimHortonsWestman.ca. And next time you're at Tim Hortons, maybe for a sandwich, maybe for a breakfast sandwich, maybe a wrap, don't forget about the Tim Selects Everyday Value menu featuring four crave-worthy items starting at just $2.99 at Tim Hortons in Brandon, Verdun, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Moosomin. PETA is going to be replacing Punxsutawney Phil. Groundhog Day is coming. Groundhog Day is coming fast. That they want to replace Punxsutawney Phil with a cake. A vegan cake. This makes no sense to me at all. PETA is nuts. Let's replace Punxsutawney Phil with a vegan cake. Every year, PETA tries to convince Punxsutawney Groundhog Club to retire and replace the little rodent. I like Punxsutawney Phil. PETA suggested a gender reveal style vegan cake. Vegan cake. What the hell is a vegan cake? I still don't understand what a vegan is. I'm not vegetable prejudice. I like all kinds of vegetables. Vegans consume nothing with a face. But a potato has eyes. Oh, mic drop. Mic drop.
David Bowie, Eyes Without a Face. I meet in potatoes and rice. Your eyes without a face. Your eyes without a face.
I found these things too sweet. They're okay. They're called cherry blossoms. And they're pretty popular among some folks. Hershey, Canada makes these. And they've got a syrup on the inside, and I like the chocolate, and I like the cherry. I'm not a sweet guy, and I really am not a sweet guy. And I'm not much for sweets. So when you chomp into this, it's like, eh. But I like them as a treat. I probably eat one every year, maybe one every 18 months if I come across them or someone buys them for me. Do you like these? Do you like these? How often would you eat one of these? If you do like them, or maybe you've never had one. Maybe you've never had a cherry blossom. Is this vegan friendly? I think it would be. Oh, maybe not, because it's got milk chocolate and you can't have milk. Oh, milk bad. See, and a person making that conscious choice, that's got to be tough to do. I feel bad for people who have allergies. They're always watching the labels, the gluten disease, right? Any of that stuff where it's like, oh, I can't have that. You're just like, oh, that sucks. I wish you could. I wish you could have it and your body didn't reject it. You know, and these people are like, fun police. It will be gone in the next 2 months. The latest in a long list of products that we can no longer get in Canada. There's an American version of it. Comes in a red box. The name eludes me. The foods that we miss that are no longer around. Little Debbie's, my daughter, whenever we're stateside, I got to load up on the Little Debbie's because the Little Debbie's are no longer available here. She loves the brownies, the Little Debbie's brownies. Cindy says $80,000 spent in the U.S. on bars and candies.
Here we go.
Premise of the 8 Days Gives Back project is giving back to the community. 50-50 money goes back into the communities to fund projects like fire departments, daycares, events, rink improvements.
This is a live shot of Ag Days. So they're going to do the draw for the 100 grand. Look at this. We hadn't planned on this, but we might as well carry a little bit of overtime.
Fantastic. Tell us a little bit about the scholarship part.
Well, that's where the money's going.
Sure. So there's a community improvement part, and there's also an education part. So we annually give $15,000 to Ag in the Classroom Manitoba, and then we also give out three $2,000 scholarships. Okay,
here it is.
We're $92,685. It is D110618. That's D110618.
I won!
Stay tuned for an update.
Thanks for sticking around, guys. It's been a fun week. Thanks for a great week, guys. Enjoy your weekend. We're back again Monday with more food, fun places, and mayhem at 7 a.m. Central. I miss you already. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.